We're going to Matters Brexit, a leading UK economist with long and detailed insight into the economy in Northern Ireland has written a paper for the UK think tank Policy Exchange describing Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's recent statements on a post-Brexit border on the island of Ireland as incoherent and unhelpful, and saying Ireland really has been engaging in what he says is somewhat populist Brit-bashing over Brexit. Well, Graham Gudgeon, Chief Economist at Policy Exchange, joins us on the line. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Christopher.
Now, just to add to your repertoire of credentials, you were one-time economic advisor to David Trimble when he was Northern Ireland First Minister, and you're also a former director of the Northern Ireland Economic Research Centre, so you know a fair bit about the economy of Northern Ireland, it's fair to say. What has attracted your ire, really, in terms of the language you're using to describe our Taoiseach and his recent interventions on the whole Brexit debate as it would affect a land border here?
Well, it's really a very unhelpful change of tone, I think, or it's a change of policy, but partly just a change of tone. A tougher no-border policy. The Taoiseach is now saying there should be no border at all. And he's also saying that this is a problem made by the British, it's a problem for the British, and the Irish don't really need to do anything. And therefore, my understanding is he's stopped the work that was going on in the Republic on an electronic border. From the British side, of course, the idea is to minimise any disruption on a border which will almost certainly be there, and to have electronic customs clearing. And the Irish were cooperating on that, and my understanding is that they no longer are.
Well, of course, it is the Irish position that we never wanted a border, and perhaps the Taoiseach has been iterating what is the Brussels line that, you know, the solution must come perhaps from Britain. He has put forward ideas as recently as Friday in Belfast. He was talking about the prospect perhaps of a Turkey-style arrangement for the EU, for the UK with the single market, perhaps joining EFTA, some of the other suggestions he's put forward. Do you find nothing helpful in what he is saying, which perhaps are words that many people here found quite pragmatic rather than incendiary?
Yes, no, I think there is perhaps a glimmer of hope in the ideas about a Turkish-style customs union. I think what attracted most criticism in the North was the Taoiseach's earlier remarks earlier in the week when he talked about moving the border to the Irish Sea. And it's really that idea that's incoherent and really rather daft. And my understanding is that hadn't been discussed with his own DFA officials. But it seemed by the end of the week that the DFA officials had probably put him right, and there was no mention of it in his speech at Queen's.
And perhaps he was picking up on perhaps a Theresa May line where she was talking about her efforts to provide, if there is a border, it would be as frictionless and as seamless as possible.
That's right. But that means electronic clearing. That's what that means. And the Taoiseach seemed to move away from that. But to come back to what you just said about the Turkish-type idea, I mean, if it was possible to have a separate customs union treaty between the EU and the UK, in which, unlike anywhere else, the UK was allowed to negotiate other free trade agreements with the US or with China or India, then that would perhaps work. But I describe that as only a glimmer of hope because I really can't see the European Commission agreeing to such a thing. It would be unprecedented. And it wouldn't really fulfil what they seem to be trying to do, which is to make Brexit rather uncomfortable for the UK, you know, so that no other countries attempted to follow that route.
What would you do if you still had a significant role in Northern Ireland as a policy advisor to the First Minister, say, or with the research centre that you were involved with there? What would you be lobbying for and how would you be suggesting we progress?
I think the way forward is fairly clear. It's a free trade agreement. It's clear that the UK is going to leave the single market and will be outside the customs union. It's leaving the EU. Some people call that a hard Brexit, but it's just a full Brexit is leaving the EU. But it's then possible to agree a free trade agreement, as Canada has just done, for instance, as a free trade agreement with South Korea and quite a few other countries. So a free trade agreement is what we should be going for. I think it's almost certainly what we will end up with. The mystery to me is why the Republic of Ireland, why the Irish government, under either Enda Kenny or Leo Varadkar, have not made loud noises in support of this. It's obviously in Ireland's interest. It would help the agricultural exports of Ireland enormously. And it would also greatly ease the border problem in Northern Ireland. It's a thing to go for. Why on earth aren't there? Why isn't the Irish government making more noise about this?
Graham Gudgeon, Chief Economist at Policy Exchange. We leave it there, but we will have you on as these ideas around free trade agreements and whether it's a hard or a seamless border progress. But thank you very much for joining us.